We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Marcy Hamilton is the founder, CEO. She is on the line with us right now. And I'll tell you, right now, I'm going to tell you folks on the air, I will do everything I can to support this organization and do everything I can to get you to support it as well. Marcy, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me today.
Now, your website says that you are the leading expert on child sex abuse statute of limitations. Your organization is also mentioned several times in this Pennsylvania grand jury report. What role did Child USA play?
So we have been the provider of data and information about statutes of limitations for child sex abuse for a very long time. And so when any state, including a grand jury or anyone else, needs to know how we make the laws work for these children, they come to us. So we were honored to be a part of it.
Now, did you get a chance to read the report?
Well, it's 1,350 pages.
Well, I only have 900. You have a few
honestly,
more.
I've skimmed it all. And I really paid close attention to the responses at the end. There's 450 pages of responses.
And why did you pay attention to those?
Well, you know, I was involved with the 2005 grand jury report, helping to draft it. And, you know, we did a lot of what this report does, which is to lay out, this is what happened, it very graphically, so the public would understand it. We had no responses appended to our report. Here we have this odd kind of mix of bishops sincerely apologizing, but also some of the named perpetrators saying, I never did it. So it makes for interesting reading, I have to say that much.
Well, you know, when I read it and I shared with you on the phone, I also shared my experience as an eight-year-old altar boy being groomed by a pedophile priest. So this became very, very intense for me. But the report became just so sickening and disheartening.
You know, I think that for those who aren't swimming in these waters every single day, this will be a very hard pill to swallow. It's 300 perpetrators that people hadn't thought about as a group. And when you see the amount of abuse and you see the thousands of children that were sexually abused, it's tragic. It's just tragic what the Commonwealth has had to endure.
Okay, now, Marcy, I'm going to ask you to hold on because we got to get an update. We have serious flooding in our area. We got some road situations. But I want to specifically talk to you about Pennsylvania's statute of limitations. You need to go on your computer to Child USA and read all about it and support it because it is an awesome website. Marcy Hamilton is the founder and CEO. Marcy, why did you found this? Was there something that happened or some reason why you created Child USA?
Well, I was a law professor for 26 years and was working on statutes of limitations, and I finally realized I couldn't do it all while being a full-time law professor. So 2 years ago, I left Cardozo Law School, and I joined the faculty at the University of Pennsylvania, and now I'm running Child. We're really here for the purpose of being the first think tank to end child abuse and neglect. We're doing the studies, and we're trying to come up with the answers to the problems.
Well, what do you see are the areas that need change in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania?
The biggest barrier right now is that the way the law works, the predators have the upper hand. The victims have to race to court to get there in time. And when, you know, a victim is traumatized by child sex abuse, on average, they need to about age 52. So right now in the state of Pennsylvania, at age 30, your civil claims die. And at age 50, your criminal ability dies. And so we just need to change the statutes of limitations. Level the playing field. Let the victims decide when they're ready to come forward.
How do you change the statute of limitations?
You know, we've been working on this for over a decade, but more and more lawmakers are listening. They're understanding that victims need decades to come forward. It's really a matter of politics at this point. There are really two sides to the issue. There are the victims, and then on the other side, unfortunately, are the Catholic bishops.
Now, when you talk about, you know, time limits on statute of limitations, when I just shared my story in the 3:30 hour, I mean, I'm 66. This happened when I was 8. And I imagine that what happened, a lot of people bury this stuff, and at some point, perhaps in therapy or whatever, it comes out. And then, based on statute of limitations, it's just too late, right?
Well, it's tragic, because by the time someone has what they need to come forward, it's too late. And one lawyer after another has to say to them, I'm sorry, but you should have come forward when you were 20. You should have come forward when you're 30. But for most, they don't come forward until their 40s or 50s. I mean, there was a man in this report who was age 83. That's not unusual. I get emails from people in their 70s and their 80s all the time.
Now, you know, on your website, you also talk about abuse and neglect of athletes. What is that? Now, as soon as I read that, I said, oh, gee, I remember when my older kids were small, one of their softball coaches was arrested for rape. Thinking, wow, that hits home, too.
Well, you know, you look for situations where a child is going to be capable of being alone with an adult, and unfortunately, sports create lots of opportunities. And so the Nassar scandal this year with USA Gymnastics, that's just the tip of the iceberg, I'm sorry to say. And one of the things that we're doing is we put together a survey. We're going to be surveying elite athletes around the United States to find out just how often abuse happens. How often are they not fed? How often are they denied what they need? And our fear and our hypothesis is that athletes are at more risk of abuse and neglect than your average child.
That's amazing. Now, for all the people who are listening right now, what do you need us to do to help in this cause?
What we really need is donations, to be perfectly honest, because that's what helps fund our studies. We're studying both the Nassar scandal, athletes and abuse, and we work tirelessly on statutes of limitations reform. If you just go to childusa.org, you can't miss the donate button, I'm sure of that, and we appreciate even the smallest donations.
Well, and I appreciate you, and I mean that sincerely. You know, I saw Child USA. I had not heard of you until I saw it in the grand jury report. And then when I went to your website and read it, I'm absolutely grateful to God that you're there. Thank you for all the work you do.
Thank you. And thank you for your bravery today.
Thank you, Marcy. Have a good day. Thank you. Marcy Hamilton, CEO, Child USA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.